There is a saying that God is hidden in the book of Esther. Neither the Almighty's name or even the word God appear in the scroll. About 130 years ago, a Christian scholar named E.W. Bollinger wrote a paper describing four verses in the book of Esther that contain the Almighty's name. As we mentioned earlier, people say the name isn't there, so how did he find it? Well, the name was encoded in the Hebrew text in the form of an acrostic. The first letter of four consecutive words spelled out the name of the Almighty, Yahweh. We're going to look at Esther chapter 5, verse 4. The English reads, "Let the king and Haman come today." This sentence, this sentence is only four words in Hebrew. And it's translated as Vayavo HaMelech VeHaman HaYom. Let the king and Haman come today. The first letter of these four words, the first letter of each one, so four letters, Yod He Vav He, spells out the name of the Almighty, the name Yahweh. So this is one of the encoded occurrences of the name. In the second place, the first letters of four words spell the Almighty's name backwards. Bollinger described that in two other verses, the acrostic showed the name, but it was encoded similarly, but instead the code used the last letter of four consecutive words. That happened in two other verses. One was spelled backwards and the other forward. Mr. Bollinger pointed out that the two acrostics contained in the verses that were quotes from the Persians, that is Gentiles, the acrostics were both written backwards. And the Almighty turned back the Persian plans. The other two verses that contained words spoken by Jews, Esther and the author of the scroll, those verses contain the Almighty's name spelled forward. The Almighty honored the words of the Jewish people. He brought out some similarities and some other differences as well to explain the significance. Another acrostic was found in Esther 7:5. In that verse, King Ahasuerus is angry and he yells, "Who is he and where is he?" Well, when we looked at those words in Hebrew, who is he and where is he, the acrostic spells out the word Eyeh. This is the name the Almighty refers to himself in Exodus 3. It's translated as I am. Tell them I am has sent you. Mr. Bollinger wrote this before computers existed. Many people have repeated and continue to repeat his findings. They're quite sensational on first examination, and he added that he found no other acrostics of the Almighty's name anywhere in the scripture. Now, if this were true, the acrostics would have gained a great significance. Some references state that several very old copies of Megillat Esther, the scroll of Esther, contain the letters of the acrostic in these verses in the book of Esther, the name of the Almighty, written in large letters. So if you take the first letter of each word that would spell out the Almighty's name, the first letter on the Hebrew scroll of those words were written large so that they would stand out and people would see the Almighty's name. One of these scrolls is from Rabbi Bechai ben Asher of Zaragoza, Spain. It's from about the year 1300. This is 600 years before Mr. Bollinger. So this finding, this revelation that the Almighty's name is encoded here is not 130 years old. We're talking at least 700 years old. This also shows us that it wasn't just Christians who were looking at this issue and saying it was significant. There were scribes who were writing the same. We're going to move to the present now. Professor Lawrence Turner in the United Kingdom wrote a paper almost 10 years ago. With the use of a computer program, he listed 100 similar acrostics of the Almighty's name found in Scripture. They occur in almost every book of the Tanakh. Some people love reading about encoded messages. Others dismiss them with little discussion. The advent of computers has revealed the fact that these acrostics are not unique to the Book of Esther, as we had thought long ago. Some of those who love acrostics now point out that this is proof that Esther is similar to all the other books of the Bible. They all have the same type of acrostic, and each acrostic is significant. Some people continue to dismiss the acrostics, and they argue that the fact that the acrostics are so common throughout the Scripture is proof that they're just random occurrences. I personally am grateful that by reading the text, we can see the Almighty at work. Adonai is not hidden in the Book of Esther, whether or not we find his name there.